Tonight we'd like to begin the Rav's Yahrzeit Shir, which is entitled Be'inyan Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam in the 7th Perek Mehilchus Chametz Umatzav Mitzvas Asei Shel Torah L'Saper Benisim V'Niflo Shenasu L'Avoseinu B'Mitzrayim B'Leil Chamisho Asar B'Nisan Shenemar Zocher Es Hayom Hazeh Asher Yetzosem Mitzrayim Kmo Shenemar Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos. The Rambam presents here the Mitzvah Saseh, the positive command, which is Doraisa, derived from the Torah, to speak about the miracles, the wonders that took place in Mitzrayim to our forefathers on the night of the 15th of Nisan. The source for this mitzvah, says the Rambam, is the Pasuk Zocher Es Yom Hazeh Asher Yetzasim Mitzrayim. The Rambam equates that pasuk with Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Now, the Rambam is addressing the unique mitzvah of Leil Tesvav of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, there is, as is very well known, a general universal mitzvah that applies the whole year round, and that is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. As the Mishnah says at the end of the perek, at the end of the first perek of Brachos, Mazkirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos, we have to remember and mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah derives this from the extra word in the pasuk Yemei Chayecha. It says Kol Yemei Chayecha. The extra Kol is to include Lelos. Rashi, in his commentary on the Torah, in Shmos, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, 13:3, and also you'll find it in the Mechilta there, connects the chiyuv, the obligation of Zechiras Yetzias that applies every day, with the Pasuk Zocher Es Hayom Hazeh. In other words, the very same Pasuk which the Rambam quotes as the source for the mitzvah of Leil Tesvav of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is quoted by Rashi and is understood by the Mechilta to be the source for the mitzvah of Zechira. And yet, let's take a look at the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Kriyat Shema, U'mitzvah lahazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim bayom u'balayla. Shenemar zochar es yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim. Kol yimei chayecha. In other words, the Rambam is compelled to derive Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim from the pasuk Zochar Es Hayom Hazeh Asher Yetzosem Mitzrayim. He doesn't have the option of using the pasuk Laman Tizkar, because he needs the pasuk Laman Tizkar for the daily mitzvah, the nightly mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rashi seems to have a very strange opinion. The Mishnah in Brachos, on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, which we quote in the Haggadah, Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Achidarsha ben Zoma, Shenemar Leman Tizkar Es Yom Tzeischa Me'eretz Yitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha, that Mishnah would seem to support the Rambam's view, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim are not dealing with the night of Pesach. They're dealing with the mitzvah that applies the entire year round. And yet, they quote this pasuk, Leman Tizkar Es Yom Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Which, as we saw, according to Rashi, the pasuk for the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim the whole year round is Zochar Es Hayom Hazeh, and not Leman Tizkar. So Leman Tizkar, which the Rambam quotes in Hilchus Kriyat Shema as the source for the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, is quoted by the Mishnah as well for that mitzvah. Whereas Rashi quotes Leman Tizkar in his Pirush al Torah, not as the makar for the daily mitzvah, as rather the other pasuk Zocher Es Hayom Hazeh. But in truth, it's not a question at all, because the mitzvah that is formulated in this pasuk of Zochar Es Hayom Hazeh is clearly the mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim the entire year, because the pasuk itself, the pasuk Laman Tizkar itself, does not address the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The subject of that pasuk, rather, is the isa, the prohibition in joining us from eating chametz, and the obligation to eat matzah. The mitzvah of Zechira only appears in that pasuk of Zochar Sayom Hazeh as an explanation for these mitzvahs. It says, Lo sochal olav chametz, shivas yomim tochal olav matzos lechamoni ki b'chipazon yatzasam eretz Mitzrayim. And then it says, Leman tizkar es yom tzeischa. Therefore, there's no lashon tzivui here in the pasuk. The pasuk is not utilizing a conjugation of command to obligate us in the midst of Zechira. That mitzvah, therefore, says Rashi, appears in the pasuk Zachar es yom hazeh. The Laman Tizkar pasuk is only giving an explanation for the mitzvah of matzah. However, the pasuk of Zachar in Shmos Yud Gimel and Parshas Bo, the Torah doesn't explain when this mitzvah should apply and how we should fulfill it. For that, we need the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, the pasuk Leman Tizkar Siyom Tzeischa, is the pasuk which teaches us about the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim during the whole year. So the source for the mitzvah is Zachar Sayom Hazeh, as we said, the parsha in Shmos Yud Gimel, which commands us to remember the whole year round, to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. In Parshas Re'eh, Laman Tizkar, even though there the pasuk Laman Tizkar is explaining the mitzvah of matzah, nevertheless, the explanation relates to the command, to the mitzvah, and tells us that there's a relationship between the mitzvah of matzah and the Laman Tizkar of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim the whole year round. Let's study the Mechilta, which is even more explicit. The Mechilta says, Vayomer Moshe la'am, Ein li ela shemazkirin Yetzias Mitzrayim bayomim balelos minayin shenemar Leman Tizkar es Yom Tzeischa Meretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. So you see clearly from this Mechilta that the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, which opens with the Iser Chametz, continues with the Chiyuv of Mitzvahs Matzah and Lechem Oni, and then concludes with Leman Tizkar, is really revealing something about the Zachar Sayom Hazeh, which was vague and ambiguous and left unclear back in Shmos Yud Gimel, and that is that the mitzvah of Zachar Sayom Hazeh applies the entire year round, because the pasuk says Laman Tizkar Siyom Tzeischa Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. So right here in the Mechilta we see a clear connection between Laman Tizkar, which appears in the pasuk of matzah, and the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim the whole year round. So when this pasuk of Laman Tizkar is offering a mitzvah and a tam for achilas matzah, meaning the command to eat matzah, and at the same time the explanation for it, this tam, which is explicitly mentioned in the Torah, teaches us something about the tzivui of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Let's look at the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's mitzvah sasei kuf nun zayin. He quotes the Mechilta of Rashbi, the text of the Mechilta is Michlal Shenemar Kishalcha Bincha Yochel Im Yishalcha Tamagidlo V'im Lav Eina Tamagidlo. I might think, if I only had the pasuk Ki Yishalcha, that if your son doesn't ask any questions, you don't have to tell him anything. Tavadlom V'gadet L'Bincha. You take the initiative. Aval Pi She'eno Sholcha. Even though he doesn't ask you any questions, you give him an explanation. Ein Li Ela Bizman She'yeshlo Ben. But this mitzvah would only be applicable if he has a son, because the Torah says we got it to Labincha. Beino levein atzo, if he has no son, or beino levein achirim, if he has others who are do not include a child, minayin, how do we know that the mitzvah still applies? Talmud Lomar, Vayom Moshe La'am, Zechar es hayom hazeh. The Rambam quotes this Mechilta, and the Mechilta in turn quotes the Pasuk Zechar es hayom hazeh, which we saw in Perek Yud Gimel in Parashas Shmos, as the source of the unique mitzvah of Leil Tesvav of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So here we have a proof for the Rambam that the Pasuk Zochar as Hayom Hazeh is referring to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Rambam adds, Ratzal Lomar Shutziva LeZochro. And then the Rambam adds, Kmo Sha'omar Zochar as Hayom HaShabbos LeKadsho. Now, the Migdal Oz in the 7th parak of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah has a slightly different girsa. Shutziva Bizchiroso Bizmano. Ki omro zochar es yom haShabbos. Either way, the Rambam needs explanation. There's a problem here. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is fundamentally different than that of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim that applies all year round. And we can mention right at the outset three fundamental distinctions between the two. Number one, the mitzvah of Zechira doesn't require that we go into detail. Just say a few words. Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's enough. But Sipur requires detail. Number two, Zechira Hili Atzmo. Zechira is something one does by himself without any communication with others. But Sipur is L'chatchil, the best way of doing the mitzvah is to tell others. And thirdly, Zechira the whole year round does not include Hallel, where Sipur generates a chiyuv Hallel and Odoya to thank Hashem, as we say in the Haggadah, and the source for that is the Mishnah in Psachim Kuf Tezayin, Lefichach Anachnu Chayov Melahodus Ola Hallel. That's part of the mitzvah of Sipur. And the Rambam, in his beautiful language here in the Sefer Mitzvahs, says, Kefitzachus Loshon HaMesaper, everyone has their own ability and uses his or her own talent to express the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chol mi sheyosef b'mamar, anyone who speaks and lengthens the speech, v'yarech hadvarim b'hagdolas mashas alonu Hashem, so he goes into detail to present the greatness of the miracles that God wrought for Bnei Yisrael, Masha Asalon of Mitzrayim, and the terrible things that the Egyptians did to oppress us, May Avil V'Chamas, which completely undermined the Jewish people, and Hashem took His revenge out on them. And then the Rambam adds, U'Bahodos Lo Yisparach Al Kol HaTov Shegmalanu Yiyatov Yoser. The Rambam advocates that we thank Hashem for all the great gifts and the kindness that He bestowed upon us. Now the question arises, how can the Rambam derive the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim for the pasuk Zochar es hayom hazeh sheyatzasi mimitzrayim? That pasuk refers to Kol Yimei Chayecha, not to Leil HaPesach. And this question is also difficult in the Mechilta Rashbi. But the answer, I think, is simple. The Mechilta and the Rambam join two different verses together. We got it to Labincha, on the one hand, and Zochar es hayom hazeh. when we combine the two of them, then we derive the obligation of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. From the Pasuk V'Hagadat El Binchu, we know that we have to tell the story in all its detail, and we should lengthen the story as much as we possibly can. This Pasuk at the same time also teaches us that we should tell others, especially our children. However, the obligation of Yetzias Mitzrayim Beino Levein Atzmo, when he doesn't have anyone to tell, when he can't be misaper to others because there no one is available, that post, that chiv, that obligation, Yalfina, we derive from Zachar Sayom Hazeh. And if you read the Mechilta, the Rashbi, carefully, as we did before, you'll see it right there up front. It's explicit. The Mechilta says, Ein lo ben Beino Levein Atzmo Minayin Tamid Lomar Zachar Sayom Hazeh. So the Rambam, like the Mechilta, begins with the Pasuk Zachar, but ends with the Pasuk V'Hagadat El Bincha. The Pasuk Zachar teaches us that even if he's Beino Levein Atzmo. But finally, the mitzvah, as it should be fulfilled in the best ideal way, namely V'Hagadat of telling others, that's incorporated in the Pasuk V'Hagadat El Bincha. However, the Rambam feels that something is missing. When we interpret the word Zachar in the Pasuk Zachar Sayom Hazeh, if we take the word Zachar literally, this Pasuk could not possibly be a source for the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Zachar means remembering. It doesn't mean telling. It doesn't mean Sipur. It doesn't imply Sipur. So to answer this question, the Rambam shows, he demonstrates that the word Zachar can also be indicative of other meanings. For example, in Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha, the Rambam equates Zachar Es Hayom HaZeh Asher Yitzasim Yitzrayim with the Pasuk Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha. Now, we can interpret this equation between the two Psukim of Zachar in two different ways. First, the way Rashi and the Ramban interpret it, that Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos is Zachar Lashon Pa'ulhu Kamo Ochal Veshasa Holach Ubacha V'chein pisrono t'nu lev lizkar tovid es yom ha-shabbos. So it means echol u'shesei haloch haloch u'bacha. You should go in a constant way, constantly doing this action. In the case of Zohar, it means im nizdami lo chefetz yosfe tehei mazmino l'shabbos. On a constant basis, you should remember the Shabbos. You find something good, set it aside for Shabbos. So Zikaron in the parish of Shabbos intends, is related to a constant machshava, constant thought, to an inner state that's continuous and never terminates. We should not be Mesiach Das for Shabbos. Never. The whole week. We should anticipate the Shabbos, long for it, think about how to set it up and organize it, put things aside for Shabbos. The Ramban points out that the days of the week, with the exception of Shabbos, have no names to themselves, because they're all counted in terms of their relationship to Shabbos. So we calculate. It's the first day toward Shabbos, the second day toward Shabbos, the third day. Shabbos generates a mitzvah of Zikaron, which means that we aspire for Shabbos, we anticipate long for Shabbos. And that expresses itself in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hayom. The kiyum of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hayom is to express the special sanctity and the milah of Shabbos. So to the mitzvah of Zochar Asayom Azeh Shayetzosim Mitzrayim generates an obligation that we shouldn't forget. We shouldn't discontinue our thoughts about the Exodus from Egypt. We should be completely dedicated to this event in Jewish history, always thinking about it, and feeling as if we experienced the redemption, like the Mishnah says in Psachim Kuf Tezvav, Chayev Adam Liros Es Atzmo Kilu Hu Yotze Mitzrayim. The Rambam, when he quotes this Mishnah, he adds a word. He says, Kilu Atzmo Yotze Ata Mishibud Mitzrayim. He says it with a great deal of feeling. It's not just a zechira on the past, but it means we're not allowed to forget, and we shouldn't discontinue our das. All that is true, but beyond that, the mitzvah demands even greater, and much more than that. The feeling of going through avdus, of slavery and cheres, and experiencing freedom. This feeling, as the Rambam says, is as if he himself now was redeemed from slavery, from oppression. He has to imagine himself as if he was living all those experiences of the past, and now he has to tell about them. This experience of telling about his own personal feelings is the fulfillment of his obligation of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not enough to remember things from the past. No matter how sharp your memory is, that's not sufficient. To create a complete experience, one needs to feel as if he himself went through the oppression and the slavery, and now is redeemed. So therefore, the Maisa Mitzvah, the Mitzvah act of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, is fulfilled in a literal way, through his discussion, through his speech, his communication. But there's a greater mitzvah than just speech. There's a physical action in which he duplicates Yetzias Mitzrayim. And of course we understand very well that the Sipur that results or springs forth from such an experience of one who himself underwent slavery, when he talks and he tells about the slavery, the oppression, and now the redemption, that's a very detailed discussion, and it continues. A person is not allowed to interrupt that. He can't terminate that. His sipur goes on and on. He tells the story of his experiences, the impact those experiences had on his life, on his soul, on his emotions. And therefore the word Zohar, as the Rambam interprets it, and his equation to Shabbos, relates not to some sort of Zechira Ara'it, some sort of temporary passing, flashing memory, which is bereft of a personal experience, but rather a heart-to-heart discussion, a continuous feeling of connection to the redemption from Egypt. In this context, we understand the language of the Braisa. The Braisa says, Yochom Rosh Chodesh, Talmud Lomer Bayom Ahu. Very difficult at first glance. Why does the Braisa entertain the possibility that Rosh Chodesh is the kickoff of the mitzvah of Sipur when the Pasuk itself says, Bayom Ahu? Bayom Ahu clearly indicates that we're talking about one day and one day only. Why start from Rosh Chodesh? We never find, for example, with regard to the mitzvah of Lulav, Yochol Mirosh Chodesh Talmud Lomer Bayom HaRishon, a Pasuk that has to be interpreted, has to be darshan in order to arrive that the mitzvah itself does not begin from Rosh Chodesh, but rather on the day itself. But if we understand that Zohar and the mitzvah of Sipur derive from Zohar, like Shabbos, is a schira that begins from the beginning of the week to the end of the week, so too, if we apply that to the case of Sipur Yitzrayim, when should we begin counting out the days to Leil Chamishasar? When should we begin to anticipate the arrival of the day that commemorates redemption? Perhaps from Rosh Chodesh. The month itself is the month of Geula, of redemption. And that's why the Braisa determines that the mitzvah itself begins only at the moment that matzah and maror are mitzvahs that are obligatory. And the Rambam copies down this Braisa. However, if the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzrayim emanates from Zohar, and from the equation to the mitzvah of Zohar and Shabbos, then the question arises, should we suggest that just like Zohar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho is fulfilled through Kiddush, through a recitation of words of praise that describe the singular nature of Shabbos, as the Rambam explains it in the 29th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Zohar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, Klomer Zohreyu Zechira Shevach V'Kiddush, meaning that the mitzvah of Kiddush is to declare that this day is separate, it's different from other days. It is sanctified with its own particular sanctity. And as the Rambam embellishes it in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Kuv Nun Hei, that one declares in Kiddush the special, unique, singular nature of the day, that is an integral part of Kiddush. If we apply that by analogy, by comparison, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzrayim also takes on that meaning and that definition. On this night, the night of Tesvav B'Nisan, we are called upon to describe the unique nature of the day as a separate entity in time. The halacha requires us to recite words of Kiddush, to describe the special singular nature of Leil HaPesach. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simon Tuf Ayin Beis, at the beginning of Tuf Ayin Beis, explains that a person should not recite Kiddush until after nightfall. The source for this halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, is the Tosfos at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim regarding Achilus Matzah, that even if one accepted upon himself Tosefesh Yontif earlier, and it's not nightfall yet, he should not eat matzah until after nightfall. And at first glance, the halach of Kiddush on Pesach should be equal to the classic universal Kiddush of every Moed, and we should therefore postulate that once Plag HaMincha comes around, it's close enough to Laila, he should be able to recite Kiddush. The Gemara in Brachos Chav Zayin Amud Beis establishes that one can recite Kiddush after Plag HaMincha. Why then is Kiddush on the night of Pesach different? Manishtana. After all, on the night of Pesach, the Rambam says, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that you cannot recite Kiddush till after nightfall. The Magen Avraham explains that the reason for this is that the cup of Kiddush is the first of the four cups of wine that we have to drink. And when do we fulfill the mitzvah of Dalid Kosos? That's only at the time for the mitzvah of Pesach, and therefore the mitzvah of Matzah, which is Laila. The Taz, on the other hand, says that Kiddush itself on Leil Pesach needs nightfall. Not just the drinking of the kos insofar as it's the first of the Dalid Kosos. One cannot recite Kiddush prior to sunset, after Ben HaShmashos, and even if he'll drink wine after Tzeis HaKochavim, says the Taz, the matzah dum yid pesach the siv, al matzah sumrom yochluhu. Matzah is equated by this pasuk to Pesach, va Pesach eino nechal el balayla. The Torah says v'yochlu es habosar balayla hazeh, you require laila for Pesach, and therefore by analogy, by equation, you require laila for matzah. Says the Taz, v'kiddush tzarech lios b'shahar ru'i l'matzah. In other words, we know that Kiddush is related to a suda. When do you eat the matzah? Only b'layla. When do you make Kiddush? Only when it's time to eat the matzah. So therefore, you cannot possibly make Kiddush when it's still light out. So the normal halacha of Kiddush that applies to all Yomim Tovim, Plaga Mincha, that doesn't apply here in the case of Leila Pesach. However, when we analyze the nature and we define Kiddush on Leil Pesach, we can discover two different dimensions. On the one hand, it's the mitzvah of Kiddush that applies universally for every moed, for every yontif. On the other hand, it's Kiddush as an integral part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. After all, when we describe the special, unique nature of this nation and its choice, it's being chosen by Almighty God, this is exactly the subject of the Haggadah. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin, the Ilchus Chametz U'Matzah, Halacha Dalet, U'Mesayim B'Das HaEmes. He started with Avodah Mayinu, he should complete his process of Maskil B'Gnus U'Mesayim B'Shvach by describing the true religion, Shekirvado Amokum Lo, that God has chosen our people for Himself, taking us closer to Him. The Lonam and Umos, He has separated us from the nations, V'Kirvado LiYichudo. So the description of the Jewish people as a singular nation is essential and integral to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's what we speak about in the Kiddush of Yont. So the Kiddush of Leil Pesach is not just the Kiddush of Yontif, but it also has an integral element of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Furthermore, the way we presented it before, when you describe the special nature of Leil Chamishas, or of this night, when you answer the question, Manishtana Laila Zeh, you are fulfilling the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzirayim, just as in the case of Shabbos, you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush by reciting words of praise regarding the Shabbos. The Kiddush is what describes what's unique and singular about this Kiddushas Hazman, this Moed. And the same thing applies to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, all four brachos that are organized on the four cups of wine integrate to form one whole, one entire entity, a cheftza of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Even Birkas HaMazon, that's the third cup, on the night of Pesach, contains within it, above and beyond the kiyum of mitzvah, yachalta v'savata v'irachta, an additional kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And over the kos. That's why we require the kos as the third of the Dalet kosos. And in effect, if you look in Psachim Kuf Yud Zayin and you search for an understanding of the response of Rava to Rav Chanan regarding the recitation of Birkas HaMazon on the third kos, and these are the words of Rava, Shmamina Birkas HaMazon to Una Kos, Amar Lei Arba Kosi Tikni Rabbanon Derech Cherus Kol Chad V'Chad Navid Bei Mitzvah. What does he mean? Even though we don't require as an absolute condition of a kos shel Birkas HaMazon, we require a kos of Birkas HaMazon, that's not so, yet on Leil Pesach we arrange the Birkas HaMazon on a kos because of the mitzvah Dalet Kosos and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Dalet Kosos is constituted by both the recitation of the bracha and the shtia and the drinking of the kos. And that fulfillment of Dalet Kosos on Leil Pesach is contingent on Seder Bracha. You must set up the bracha. You can't just drink four kosos. And the bracha, in the case of the third kos, and that's true for all of four, has to have some substance, some content that relates it to Sipur Yitzrayim. And in Birkas HaMazon, we fulfill that mitzvah, that dimension of the mitzvah, by giving Shevach, by praising Almighty God for Yitzias Mitzrayim. And in Kiddush, we designate the special nature of this night, and that's how we fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim in the first kos. I'd like to discuss with you the four kashas that the Ben asks on the night of Seder. And all the Mefarshim raise this objection, this problem. How could it be that we expect the son to ask questions about things that haven't even happened yet? But the answer is, and it's quite clear in the Rambam, that the son is not meant to ask a formalized question, the Manishtana, but rather he's meant to ask the questions that bother him. The Balabas in charge of reading the Haggadah, he's the one who should recite the Manishtana. And the language of the Rambam is clear because he says in Perek Ches Halacha Beis, Mos Gina Kos Hasheni V'Kana Ben Shoel, and then the Omer Hakore Manishtana Laila Zemikol Lelos. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, when he speaks about Shinui, that we should do things that are odd to stimulate the curiosity of the children so that they ask Manishtana, he's not referring to the Manishtana, the four questions, but rather Manishtana, the personal, subjective Manishtana that each son would ask. But perhaps we can answer this question within the light of what we described before as the mitzvah on this night, within the context of Sipur, of describing the unique nature of this night, to declare Manishtana. What is unique about this night? It's not a question, Manishtana, but rather a declaration. We say it in a form of a question and answer, but really, in effect, the Koreas HaGod, the one who's reading, is asking himself Manishtana as a rhetorical question. Not Mahu, but Al Yidei Ma. Not why is this night different, but rather what content does this night have that sets it up as a unique night amongst, in comparison, in contrast to all the other nights of the year? And the answer is Halayla HaZenishtana Al Yidei Mitzvosov. This night is unique because of its special mitzvos. And we don't relate to all the mitzvos equally. Matzah, Moror, Pesach. To those mitzvos, the Shoel dedicates just one question. His last two questions are related to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. When I say one question, I mean one question per mitzvah. So Matzah gets one question, Mor gets one question, Pesach B'zman HaMikdash gets one question, but Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim gets two questions. One question about Tibul, and the other is about Hesheba. And both of those are connected to the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because both Tibul and Hesheba are meant to cause the children to arouse their curiosity and cause the children to ask questions, so that we can interpret that these actions are being done to demonstrate chirus, that we went free. That a free man reclines, a free man does these Tibulim and dips his vegetables in a dip. And this is all a reflection of the requirement that halacha b'chol dar v'dar chayvanu laharos es atzmo ki'ilu yehu yotze Mitzrayim. He's got to demonstrate that he went out of Mitzrayim. And how does he do so? With tibul, with haseba, with dalet kosos. Of course, you could ask, why was dalet kosos left out of the manishtana? And the answer is that dalet kosos and haseba is one kium, and they both belong to the, or expressions of, fulfillment of the obligation of chayav adam laharos esatzma ki hu yotze mitzrayim. So it's clear that in the Manishtana we're talking about the special mitzvahs of the night, and the Manishtana emphasizes in particular the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it deserves even more than one question. Now the Rambam's language when he formulates the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim at the beginning of Perek Zayin should be understood, should be studied carefully. He says, Mitzvah Seishal Torah L'Saper B'Nisim V'Niflol Shenasu L'Avoseinu Mitzrayim. Then in Aloch Dalet of the same parak, he says, V'Tzarch L'Haskel B'Gnusu L'Sayim B'Shevach Ketzad Maskel U'Mesaper V'Ushidrush Arami Ovid Ovi Ad Shigirim Kol HaParashah Kol HaMosav Marach B'Drash Parashah Yom Shubach. In Aloch Hei, he continues, Kol Mishal Omer Shlosh Shedvar Meilu B'Pesach. And then he concludes and he says, Udvarim Elu Kulam Nikroim Agoda. It's very strange. He begins this perek with the concept of Sipur and the terminology of Mitzvah Saseh L'Saper, and he finishes this entire presentation with the word Hagoda. Udvarim Elu Kulam Nikroim Hagoda. Why couldn't he conclude by saying Udvarim Eila Nikroim Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? In truth, the word Agada appears in the Gemara in Pesachim many times, time after time. For example, in Kuftes Vav, Ein Okernes Ashulchan Ela Lifnei Misha Omer Hagada. Also on the same daf, it says Kevin Deboy Lememer Agada Tovi Lula. A little bit later on in the parak. Excuse me, in Kuftes Zayin Omid Beis, it says Man Omar Agadato Bei Rav Yosef. There are many other cases in which the term Haggadah is used in Masechta Pesachim, but we should understand, what is the meaning of the word Haggadah? How is it different from the term Sipur? As we saw in the Rambam Perek Zayin, starts with Sipur, ends with Haggadah. What's the difference between these two terms? And it seems that the focal point of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is the parasha of Arami Ovid Ovi. The Mishnah formulates in Kuftes Zayin, V'doresh me'arami Ovi, Ovid Ovi ad she'yigmor kol ha'parasha kula, and the Rambam says, V'hu she'yidrosh me'arami Ovid Ovi ad she'yigmor kol ha'parasha, V'chol ha'mosif Umarich bidrash parasha zu arezu meshubach. In halacha aleph, the Rambam says kol amar bidvarim sheiru v'shehayu arezu meshubach. But here in halacha dalid, he details it when he gets to the drasha of parashas Arami Ovid Ovi. It's very clear from the Rambam that one cannot achieve ribui dvarim b'haggadah. He cannot achieve this extra dimension and kium of elaborating about Yetzias Mitzrayim through a sipur haggadah, just by telling a story. But rather, in addition, he needs an act of limud, of study. Study the parasha, learn it. That will complete your mitzvah of sipur. If a person reads parshios and Sefer Shmos, one parsha or the other, and he takes great pains to read all the stories and the events that took place leading up to Yetzias Mitzrayim, he would not have fulfilled his mitzvah. The ribui requires you to didoresh parshas Arami Ovid Ovi. And for this we understand that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim must be fulfilled through Limud Torah, and not just a simple learning of the Torah, but a complex one that integrates both the written Torah and the oral Torah. If within the framework of Sipur Dvarim he does not study the Torah, even though that it's true that his words unto themselves are perfectly aligned with telling the facts on the ground about what led up to Yetzias Mitzrayim and so forth, nevertheless he forfeits the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim Kilchosa. He hasn't fulfilled it the way it was meant to be. He has some cue, he salvages some element by just telling the story. And in fact, if the son is a tipesh, he's not capable of abstract thinking, then according to the Rambam, the father should tell him, he should point to an Eved. We were slaves like this particular Eved. However, that's not the full-fledged kiyum of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. He who desires to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzirah Kilchasa the way it was meant to be, he needs more than just Sipur. He needs Limud. He's got to learn up a parasha. In this case, the parasha of Rami Yerovidovi. And he has to utilize, employ the Midos HaTorah, Torah Nidresh, spend all the hermeneutic principles of darshaning the Torah, which we use in general in Talmud Torah. That's all part and parcel of the mitzvah of Sipur. So the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzirah and Haggadah Lebanim is fundamentally, in truth, a mitzvah of Torah study, a mitzvah transmitting the Torah. And it obligates, it generates an obligation to understand everything as part and parcel of Talmud Torah, of Torah Shebaal Peh. So it's not enough just to recite the stories, we got to learn. And this mitzvah of learning is fulfilled not just by studying the history and the events that took place, but we're required to interpret and darshan as we do within the framework of Talmud Torah, whether it's Bichsav or Shebaal Peh, whether it's the written Torah or the oral Torah, and within the context of Talmud Torah there seems to be a special mitzvah on this night to study the laws of Pesach. And that study of the laws of Pesach itself, in and of itself, generates a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, Mir Tzashem, next time, we'll talk at great length about this concept of studying Hilchos HaPesach as a vehicle, as a means to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a perfect, in a sense, overlap between the mitzvah of Talmud Torah as we know it in general and the specific unique mitzvah on this night of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're going to see how throughout the Haggadah we study, we learn. We're going to tell the Ben Chacham Afatol Amolo Hilchos HaPesach. We're going to learn stories about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and drushes about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim more specifically. And all this is explicit in the Tosefta at the end of our Pesachim, Chayev Adam Lasok B'Hilchos HaPesach Kol HaLaila. What's this obligation to study Hilchos HaPesach the whole night? Is it a general mitzvah Talmud Torah? Apparently no. It's integral to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Thank you very much.